welcome you to Kenya. And as a special guest, let me allow you to make your statement. Tumkaribishe Mheshimiwa Rais na makofi jameni. Welcome, Madam President.
Hello, everybody. Dear Mr. President, distinguished guests, and above all, people of Kenya, I stand here before you, deeply honored by the privilege that Kenya, a proud and powerful nation of the African continent, has bestowed upon me to address the Kenyan people on behalf of the people of Slovenia. I stand before you, humbled yet proud of how warmly Slovenia has been received and of our shared desire to see the cooperation between our two countries flourish. 62 years ago, the Kenyan people wrote a pivotal chapter in history. Madaraka Day, the day Kenya gained the freedom of self-government, marked the day Kenya finally secured the right to shape its future. An arduous journey came to an end. The days when foreign settlers drove the Kenyan population from fertile land and forced them into poorly paid labor are long gone, but they will never be forgotten. For the struggle for the independence was anything but easy, and it came at a heavy cost. Of course, the Kenyan people know only too well that history is not just about facts. It is also about preserving and developing the fundamental values that ensure the survival of a nation. Values that strengthen its identity and, above all, its unity. Jomo Kenyatta, the man who led Kenya to independence, recognized this. He also knew that Kenya's unity alone would not be enough to secure a bright future of Africa. Africa must also unite. A strong Africa, ladies and gentlemen, means a strong Kenya. In this context, we must recall another milestone anniversary. The year 1945 not only marked the end of the Second World War, that year, 80 years ago, the Pan-African Federation was created. The founders of the Federation, including Jomo Kenyatta, sent a clear message to the world. 700 million people living under colonial rule and without rights had had enough. They demanded their place under the sun. One by one, the former colonies became sovereign and independent states, but the idea of African unity never faded, least of all in Kenya. What better proof of this vision than the most important project in African history to date, the creation of the African Continental Free Trade Area in 2018. Kenya was among the first countries to ratify the founding treaty. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, the lessons of the past shape our vision of the future. In the 1960s, the world experienced a wave of decolonization. Yet in many ways, colonialism, and if I may say so, a condescending attitude towards the newly independent states did not just cease to exist, but there was a way to build self-confidence and assert oneself on the world stage. My generation, ladies and gentlemen, grew up in former Yugoslavia. We still remember the non-aligned movement of the Cold War era. A large and respected group of countries, including Kenya, that defied the interests of the superpowers and former colonial powers. That spirit of non-alignment was vital then, and it remains relevant today. We live in a world where both old and emerging powers are yet again shaping the world before our eyes. All the rest of us, the smaller countries, must not just passively observe these developments. We must ask ourselves, what about us? Are we ready? Ready to raise our voices? And Mr. President, we are ready. Both our countries are preparing for the future, and we have chosen the right path. Sustainable economic growth, protection of rich biodiversity, a strong will to keep pace with rapid scientific development, a commitment to multilateralism, to international cooperation and tackling common problems. These are the values that unite us. As you know, Slovenia is currently serving as a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council. Our diplomats take their role seriously and responsibly. They speak out whenever injustice is done to people all over the world, whenever innocent lives are lost. Kenya, too, brings a rich, in many ways unparalleled experience in multilateralism. The international importance of the country is reflected in the fact that several United Nations agencies are based here. Both our countries believe in multilateralism because peace, justice, and prosperity should not be the privilege of some at the expense of others. We are, after all, an international community, and in a community, we look out for one another. And in a community, solidarity matters. In a community, cooperation must be our goal, not selfishness. In a community, peaceful settlement of disputes, not wars, must be the norm. Only such a united community will be capable of confronting the world's most urgent challenges, such as poverty and climate change, lack of access to basic needs, and social exclusion. This is why we should be proud that there are several projects in which Kenya and Slovenia are working together to support each other in tackling these kind of challenges. Dear Mr. President, dear people of Kenya, the Slovenian people celebrate Madaraka Day with you. We are a young country, but we too have our own story of struggle for independence. We celebrate with you because we are both proud and confident nations, nations that revere the past yet look firmly to the future. We must not be discouraged by the troubled world in which we live. We should look for opportunities that lead to a strong economy, scientific progress, innovation and environmental protection. Unity and determination have brought us this far. They will take us even further. As late Kenyan and African literature giant Ngugi wa Thiong'o had said in his Dreams in a Time of War, "Believe in yourself is more important than endless worries of what others think of you. Value yourself, and others will value you. Validation is best that comes from within." Happy Madaraka Day. Asante sana.